This is a terrible storm. Why did I try going out in this weather? What was I thinking? I should have listened to the others when they warned me about this coastal weather. It seemed so calm just a few minutes ago. What happened? Getting home is completely out of the question now. I need to find shelter. I don't know how much longer my wings will last before the water soaks through them. I can't fly like this. If I can't fly, then I could seriously... I don't even want to think about it. No. I'll be okay. I'm going to be okay. I just need to keep on going, and maybe I'll find a cave or something. It's so dark. Even with my eyes, I could barely see where I'm going because of the rain. I'm scared. Oh, wait. What is that up ahead? Is it a light? Oh my gosh. That is a light. That's the brightest light I've ever seen. What did the others call it? A light tower? Well, it doesn't matter. If there's light, that means someone must be home. Maybe they'll give me shelter for the night. I hope they won't be afraid of me. Okay, keep it together. You can do it. You can make it. You can make it. Not much further. Not much further. Alright. I'm here. Gosh, it's even brighter up close. Oh, almost too bright actually. And why is it spinning? No, I have to stay focused. Let's see. I don't see anyone inside from here. There's a light in one of the lower windows. Maybe the owner of this light tower is down there? He won't mind being disturbed so late. Well, here's the door. I suppose I should try knocking. The storm is so loud. Maybe the owner is asleep or didn't hear. Hello? Is anyone there? Please, I need help. I'm trapped in this storm, please. If you could hear me, could you provide shelter? Please. The storm is just too loud. It's so cold and my wings feel so heavy. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Oh, there's someone here. Please, sir, I was trapped in the storm and I saw your light tower. I was hoping you could allow me to stay here until the storm passes. I know I'm a moth girl, but I promise I'm not dangerous, and I won't cause you any trouble. It's just that my wings are too heavy to fly and I have nowhere else to go. Please, could you help me? You will? Oh, thank you so much. I promise, as soon as my wings dry and the storm dies down, I'll be out of your way. Please excuse me. Oh, it's so cozy and warm here. A towel? Oh, yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. I'll just go warm myself by the fire in the meantime. Sorry for tracking water into your home. This fire feels so nice. It's so warm. I think I'll just spread my wings so they could dry too. Oh, you've returned with the towel. Is everything okay? Is it my wings? I'll put them away if they bother you. Oh? Oh, well. Thank you. I've never been complimented on my wings before. Honestly, the patterns on them are nothing compared to what some of the others have out there. Well, I'm flattered you enjoy my wing patterns. To be complimented on your wings is a high praise for any moth kind. Oh. Huh? You're allowing me to stay here for the entire night? I was only planning to stay here until the storm calmed. Are you sure that's all right? Well, thank you. You are truly a kind man. I'm afraid I don't have any way to repay you, though. But truly, thank you. Thank you for taking me in. I was minutes away from falling out of the sky. My wings have temporary resistance to water, but once it gets soaked through, then that's it. Mm-hmm. I hope the fact that I have four arms isn't frightening to you. I'm sure it must be an incredibly odd sight, given that you're a human. And I'm sorry if my eyes look strange. They refract light, which is why they glow like this. And why my kind are often feared so much when we encounter humans in the dark. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to apologize for so much. I suppose I'm just not used to interacting with humans who aren't afraid of me. But I should at least assure you, I have no intentions of harming you at all. Quite the opposite, actually. I'm indebted to you, and if it wasn't for that beautiful, incredible light you have on top of your home, I would have never found my way here. Speaking of which, what is the purpose of such a bright light on your home? Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Oh, it's called a lighthouse. It's such a noble profession, using that bright light to guide ships far out at sea and helping them find their way back to land, just as you help guide me here to safety. Do you live here all on your own? Uh-huh. Doesn't it get lonely? It's perfectly all right if you don't want to say. Well, that should put a good start on my wings drying. I think I'll go change out of these wet clothes now, so I could dry them by the fire. Would you mind if I use one of your rooms? Thank you. All right, I shall return shortly. I've returned! Ta-da! What do you think? It took some fiddling, but using this blanket as a makeshift cloak actually works quite well. Making room for my arms and wings was a little bit tricky, but I feel much better out of these wet clothes. I'll just go ahead and put my clothes by the fire. That bed that you're setting out on the floor? That's for me, right? Surely you don't intend to give me your bed while you sleep here. Oh no, I could never accept that. I'm perfectly fine sleeping on the floor. It's a small discomfort compared to being sprawled on the seashore out there. I hope it's not impolite for me to say, but I much prefer to sleep on the floor myself while you have your bed. I'd even settle for sharing. I didn't really mean the last bit. I mean, I didn't want to imply that's what I want. It's not like I wouldn't like it. I just wouldn't want you to feel as if I was pressuring you to... Huh? You would be okay sharing your bed with me? But, I mean, I honestly wouldn't want to intrude, and I can't imagine why you'd want to share a bed with someone like me. Sorry. I really need to stop saying things like that, shouldn't I? Well, I would be glad to share your bed for tonight, then. I should warn you, though. My undergarments were soaked clean through because of the storm, so this blanket coat I'm wearing is, well, the only thing I'm wearing. I don't want you to find that distasteful. But, I'm sorry. This is just an idea that came to mind, but it's a very, well, lewd idea. Well, it's just, I'm already causing such inconvenience for you, waking you up in the dead of night, having you share your bed with me, only to have me flying off first thing in the morning. What's more, you said you live here all on your own. So, I was thinking that I have an idea of how I could repay you for your kindness. If you'd be willing to let someone like me, then I'd be more than willing to truly share your bed. To make love? But of course I wouldn't want you to feel pressured, so please, feel free to turn me down. I will take no offense whatsoever. Oh, you wouldn't mind? To make love with me? Well, I'm honored. It's the least I could do after you've saved my life. Well, I suppose I don't need to be wrapped up in this blanket anymore. There. I hope you find this body of mine pleasing. That's very kind of you. So, how much experience do you have in lovemaking exactly? It's been a while? Well, that's perfectly all right. I know a thing or two, so I'm happy to take the lead. But I'm afraid I can't do many positions. I'm somewhat limited. My wings are rather fragile, so I can't lie on my back. But I could be on top, or on my side as long as I'm careful. So I'll just get in the bed and climb on top of you. You have a really warm body. It feels really nice. I'd like to lean down and kiss you now, if that's okay. You could touch me anywhere you like, as long as you're careful not to touch my wings too much. But touching my back is fine. And yes, my breasts as well. They're small, but very sensitive. Oh. Your hands are so gentle. I have to admit, it's been a while since I've been touched like this as well. I have missed the touch of a mate. Oh. You're quite the talented kisser for someone who lives all alone out here. Why don't I help you with your shirt? Oh, you've quite the handsome chest. If all lighthouse keepers are as kind and handsome as yourself, then I may have to tell my friends to find their own lighthouses to visit too. You smelled so good before, but now you're starting to give off An even more enticing scent. You're beginning to get more excited now, aren't you? I could feel this manhood of yours pressing at me through your pants. You wouldn't mind if I remove these as well, do you? All right, it'll take a little bit of maneuvering, but let's slide them off. There we go. And that's what I've been smelling. These antennae on my head are more than just for show, you know. The nose on my face works quite well, but it's these that do most of the work. And the moment I stepped into your home, I could smell everything about you. And I knew there was something special about you. Now, you just lay here and relax. And I'll just... How does it feel? Am I doing all right? Yeah, you taste good. I'm afraid I haven't had much practice with this, but... Your reaction says yes. My eyes don't frighten you, do they? I know they're glowing right now, as I'm looking up to you, but I can close them if you want. That way you could still watch my mouth. Explore this magnificent cock of yours. Are you sure? You don't mind? Alright. I'll keep staring up at you. God, this tastes so good. Your scent. You're really starting to leak pre-cum. I'm gonna take you deeper now, okay? Relax and enjoy the sensations. I'm afraid I'll find myself becoming addicted to your taste, your scent. But I don't think I could put this off much longer. I'll just have to climb on top of you. Can you see how excited I am? I've been thinking of doing this since the moment I smelled you. So I'll just use three of my hands to brace myself on top of you. And I want to guide you. And you go. That feels so good. Now, I want you to just lay there while I ride you. Don't worry about me. You can release your seed into me whenever you wish. I'll take care of everything. God, the way your manhood stretches me. Yes. Please, you could touch me anywhere. Here, put your hand on my hips. Like this. I'll hold on to them. Feel them as I grind into you. I'm gonna keep grinding you and riding you until you let go of everything that you have deep inside me. Mind and body, I welcome every drop of it. No amount of pleasure I give can repay the kindness that you showed me in saving my life. That I could still bring you pleasure, driving all your manhood all the way into me. I'll rock my hips side to side, since you especially seem to like that. God, I think I feel myself getting closer, but what is that, my dear? Is something wrong? You want us to finish our lovemaking on our sides? That's perfectly all right. Here, let me slide off. Goodness, I feel so empty without you inside me. All right, so I'll just lay down beside you and make sure that my wings are going down over the side of the bed so I don't accidentally hurt them. Now, I'll just lift my legs up and you can push yourself back inside me. You're so vigorous. That's it. Take me. And then use me however you like. That's it. That's it. Take me. And use me however you like. Use me to give yourself as much pleasure as you like. God, you're going so deep. I've never had anybody this rough with me before, and I love it. I love it. Here, bring your face to mine. Oh my goodness, dear. If you keep being so rough with me, you're gonna make me cough. You're going in so deep. No. No one's ever been this deep inside me before. It's jarring. In a good way. Oh, but, my dear, I want us to come together at the very least. This night of pleasure is supposed to be all about you. Oh, so please, I want you to come with me. Yes, yes, that's it. Oh, I can feel your cock swell. Oh, just take a hold of me and keep fucking. Oh, I'm so close. I'm almost there. I can tell you are too. Just let it go. I want it. I want everything you have to give. You're more enticing and more mesmerizing than the brightest light in the world. So please, come with me. Come with me. Oh. Oh, my darling. That looks incredible. For someone who hasn't done it in a while, you were fantastic. Not that I had any doubts, but it was truly, oh my goodness. Oh. Look at the mess you've made inside of me. I really did let go. That's good. It's exactly what I was hoping you'd do. You spent all your time living out here on your own, guiding ships to safety, but I couldn't help but feel that you've forgotten to care for yourself. So, even if it's just for one night, I wanted you to be taken care of. Here, let's get under the blanket together. I want to properly hold you in my arms. Cozy? Good. It's really coming down out there, isn't it? I still shudder to think that if it wasn't for you, I'd be out there right now. Cold, wet, and probably hurt. But because of you, I'm safe. Safe and warm. With a handsome man in my arms who just gave me the best mating session of my life. Well, anyways, you look sleepy. No surprise, considering I woke you up. Right now is usually when I'm normally the most active, so I'm gonna stay up for a bit, alright? I'll keep cuddling and watching over you. I may get up in a few hours to add some wood to the fire, but I'll come straight back to you. So breathe. And rest your head against my chest. And relax. I'll still be here in the morning. In fact, if you'll have me, I'd be very open to staying even longer. I'd be lying if I said the idea of seeing both you and this lighthouse every day wasn't a pleasant one. But for now, I'll keep you safe, just as you did with me. So cuddle.